Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Heard from the White House press briefing room that, you know, Israel just can't go into Rafah. It just can't. There are other ways to handle this, evidently. What would have somebody said back in World War II to say, you know, we don't have to go into Berlin? I mean, we don't have to go all the way to Berlin. I mean, the Nazis are kind of almost done. That, honestly, there's got to be some other way to do this. You know, folks, nobody would have said that back then. And right now, of course, Hamas is in Rafah, and there are ways to go into Rafah. There are ways, of course. And Hamas, by the way, nobody's calling for them to surrender. I know some have. You are. I am. We've all been calling for Hamas to surrender. But that doesn't seem to be the focus, does it, of what really the American policy, the American government should be putting the pressure on? They're pressuring Israel instead of Hamas, at least in my estimation. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's Kyle Warren Show. com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we do love getting those direct messages. And we got a couple of good ones that I'll tell you about here in just a little bit. And also, folks, it is Country Music Monday here on the program. We got a couple of great song suggestions from Driver Ron, and very faithful in his song suggestions. And we appreciate him so very much. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that when we get to our songs later in this hour. But first, of course, it is the Monday edition. We hope that you had a great weekend, and also we hope that you got a great week ahead of you. And boy, do we have an awful lot to talk about on the program this morning. It's going to be chock full. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon. We're going to be talking with, of course, Frank Silvato, and we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland as well. So definitely a lot going on this morning. We have a lot to do, so let's get right to it, shall we? Of course, today is April the 8th, and that means we're going to be seeing the eclipse in across much of North America this morning, this afternoon. So I found this article on Newsmax. I thought it might be a good way to start off the program this morning and throughout the show, just to remind you, as they're saying, people are preparing to watch Monday's total eclipse of the sun. They need to protect their vision during the event, eye doctors say. Powerful ultraviolet rays can do permanent damage to the eyes if people look directly at the sun as the moon is sliding into place before it, said Star Schroeder, an emergency department nurse at Penn State Health Lancaster Medical Center. Solar viewing glasses are required to watch the solar eclipse progress, Schroeder said. At no point during a partial eclipse is it safe to look at the sun without special eye protection. Now, of course, we figure a lot of this, you know, kind of goes without saying, of course. But the idea is that, you know, obviously you want to take precautions. I remember long ago, in the long time ago, before, I'm not going to say the dark times. Well, maybe they were in the dark times, because it's when we had another big solar eclipse many years ago. And there was a way to do that if you had a cardboard box and you cut the hole in it, and then you take another cardboard box and you'd shine the sun through that little hole, and then you would begin to see the shadow of the moon across the light that would be projected onto the sheet of paper or the other piece of cardboard. That would be a safe way of viewing the progress of the eclipse. And, of course, I've seen a lot of people get these solar eclipse glasses. That seems to be pretty cool. But definitely make sure you've got the right kind. Make sure that you're taking every precaution possible, because while it's a wonderful celestial event that we're going to be seeing, and obviously that comes around only every once in a well, shall I? Can I say it? It's Monday. Yeah, we got to make sure that we're getting off on the right track here. It comes around every once in a blue moon. There, I said it. Every once in a blue moon. But folks, you do want to be careful. That is for sure. Observing a solar eclipse without proper protection can damage both the cornea and the retina, said Dr. A.J. Soni, a pediatric ophthalmologist at Penn State Health Children's Lancaster Pediatric Center. One potential condition is photokeratitis, which is damage to the cornea from UV rays. The cornea is the clear dome-shaped covering at the front of the eye. It's like sunburn for the cornea, they're saying. But yeah, it's really going to be interesting to see this event occur. And it kind of reminds us, a little bit that there's a lot of stuff happening, outside the bounds of our terrestrial, existence here. And sometimes that's a good thing, I think. And I'm not going to try to wax too philosophical, because it is, in fact, Monday. So we can't get too philosophical on Monday. But I'll tell you this, and that is, it does remind us of there's a lot of glory and majesty and grandeur and all kinds of things. One of my favorite things when I was back in school was studying about astronomy and learning about all these different things in the cosmos and things like that. And just it's really kind of cool to realize that there's a big, big universe out there. And what it does, it kind of reminds us, that sometimes a lot of the things that we're going through are a little bit, we can get a little bit of it in perspective. But it doesn't diminish, my friends, doesn't diminish when we have such a big job to do here on Earth, right? We have so much to do. That's because we keep seeing people coming against decency. We see people coming against the people of Israel in this particular case. We see people coming against our freedom, and that's not something that we are ever going to just sit back and say, well, okay, that's all right, because that's not what we do, not here in this country and not here on this radio program at all. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We have so much more to talk about. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, we are the nexus of news and political talk. So if you've been going across your radio dial and saying, you know, I want to hear somebody talking about what's happening in the world, what's happening in terms of Israel, what's happening in terms of politics, well, you found it. So just you can stop right there because you've got us and we've got you. And once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And here we are. It is once again Monday. Do want to make a quick little program note. If you were trying to call during the first segment of the program, we were having just a little bit of an issue with the phones coming up, but that has been solved. So I'm glad to say that. So if you called, you were like, well, wait a minute. It's not going anywhere. That's all been rectified. So definitely. And that's just, you know, what we call a Monday gremlin, a Monday glitch. But that's kind of what live radio can do as well. That is live radio. And, you know, it's really something sometimes when you see the kinds of things that do happen and how quickly they can get solved, especially when you have a great team of people who know exactly what they're doing and they fix it. But at any rate, folks, glad to be with you once again. And speaking of the phones, they are lighting up, and we've got Mike in Clearwater this morning. Let's go over there to line one. Say good morning to Mike in Clearwater. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Kyle?
Doing good.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier. So we're probably on the brink of World War III. We've got runaway mass inflation. We've got, I mean, you know, I keep harping to people, inflation is not down. No matter what they tell you, because if you're paying $10 more for something than you were a year ago, you know, that's inflation. That those prices that you were used to paying is probably never going to come back. So we've got all of these issues. And then I caught a blurb, and maybe you can look at it. I didn't have much time, and I was on my way somewhere. So, but apparently, I guess there's a letter that was sent, and they want the Biden administration to pay, give them money for slavery. And they're threatening, oh, well, by the way, if you don't do that, we're going to go out and burn cities and do this and do that, just like they did in the summer of 2020. It's not looking good, Kyle. And, you know, we only have one shot to get this right. And if this election goes the wrong way, we're going to be in a world of hurt. Thank you. What do you have to say? Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mike in Clearwater. Appreciate the call. And as always, and of course, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. And, well, I agree. I think that this is for all the marbles. I think that it's been a cliche phrase for a long time to say, you can go back 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years, and you'll hear the same kind of thing. This is the most important election for our generation, or this is the most important election in our country's history. And a lot of that can be, as I said, kind of cliched, because this is what we always hear every 2 or 4 years. It's the most important thing ever, and we have to do it right. But what Mike is talking about is exactly right spot on the money. That is we seem to be racing to some kind of conflagration. We seem to be racing through to something that's going to go horribly wrong if we don't get it right. And this is, you know, I think just shown to be so very obvious with what we're seeing happening around the world. In fact, I'm glad that Mike brought this up. Former President Trump, was having a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, and he was able to talk to reporters. And I thought it was an interesting tone as well that he struck with those on site there who were there to record his entrance to Mar-a-Lago there. So let's listen in and see what former President Trump had to say. Melania Trump, former First Lady Melania Trump, was standing right next to him. But listen to what Trump has to say. It kind of echoes what Mike is talking about here. Let's listen in.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor that you're here. It's going to be a very spectacular evening, and people are just wanting change. The rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again. Everyone knows it. The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th, will be the most important date in the history of our country. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here.
Did you talk to Garcia's family, President Trump?
All right, so he and the former First Lady turned to walk into Mar-a-Lago at that point. But that's exactly what Trump was talking about here. And I thought it was an interesting tone as well. He wasn't, you know, kind of over the top. And let's face it, sometimes Trump can be a little over the top. But he seemed to be, I'm not going to say subdued either. I think he was saying something. Sometimes when you say something and it carries a lot of gravity, or you're talking about something that is really serious, sometimes the less bombastic you are, the more it gets your point across. Because I think what the American people can hear just in that exchange to the press was that this is a serious thing. Yes, November 5th is going to be one of the most important dates in our country's history, because we are going to see that fork in the road. And the Democrats so desperately want to influence your vote only insofar as that it keeps them in power, only insofar as that it allows them to put forth the policies that they want to do. which we all know are damaging overall to the very crux of what our country is all about. And what President Trump was talking about right there, because he mentioned, you know, poor people are concerned, you know, rich people are concerned. And in other words, it's a way of saying everybody sort of sees what's happening here. Everybody feels it. And I love what Mike was calling about earlier when he talked about inflation. If stuff is still really expensive today, more expensive than it was a year ago, well, that's still inflation. You could say it snuck down a little bit. Oh, look at this. Inflation's coming down. No, it's still really, really high. The price of gas is still very, very high. In fact, it's gone up. At least in my area, it's gone up almost, you know, significantly in the last several days. You know, like I say, it's anecdotal, but, you know, I'll go to my favorite, one of my favorite restaurants. There's no wait. You know, or you drive down the street and usually the car wash that is always just hopping to where you go, well, now it's Saturday. It's too much. You know, it's too long to wait. You have to wait 45 minutes or something. It's hardly anybody there. And all this is permeating. And no matter what President Biden tells you, no matter what some of these people carrying the water will tell you, people still feel it. And I think we've established this. But what Trump is talking about there, again, yes, the most important election we could have. That, my friends, is, and I'm going to borrow a Bidenism here. No joke. It's no joke. Because when the rubber meets the road, when you really get down to it, the seriousness of all this should... And I'm not going to, okay, no pun intended, I have to say, because it's Monday, so we have to, you know, I have to have some kind of sensitivity to that. But it's Monday. But the seriousness of this should trump what the Democrat campaigns are going to continue to tell us. Because the thing is just so obvious. We're not going to get better by doing the same thing, the spending and the deficit. And yes, Republicans love to spend too. We got to get a handle on all of that. And you got to send a message. And the Democrat Party elite are so terrified. They're not, by the way, they're not terrified Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. They're not terrified of that. They're simply terrified that you see what's really going on and that you want somebody, you want to send somebody back to Washington with a real mandate to go and actually clean house. They don't want the house cleaned. They want to keep on going the way they're going. And that much has just been, again, been demonstrated by them time and time again. Well, folks, we've demonstrated we will come back after each break, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues on. We are coming right back.
Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't yet know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day. People getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right. We are the nexus for news and politics and overnight radio across America, everybody. And we hope that you're having a great Monday. We sure appreciate you being here, and we have a lot to talk about. And as I said earlier in the first segment, this program, as always, is going to be chock full of all kinds of great stuff, because we've got Denise Simon, we've got Frank Salvato, and we've also got Patrick Hyland. And I've got a question for Patrick this morning. He's going to be with us, of course, at the right towards the end of the program in hour number four, so a little before 6 a.m. Eastern time. And I've got a great question for him regarding a call that was reversed later on after an MLB game and kind of brought down this great streak that a brand-new MLB player was having. And as a matter of fact, we were at the Angel game on Saturday night, this last Saturday night, out to Angel Stadium. Opening night was Friday. We got there on Saturday. That's when we had tickets. And they put it up on the big board as well. So I definitely want to ask Patrick about this, how things can sort of retroactively be changed like that in the MLB. It was an exciting game. Our Angels won, and it was great to be out there, see everybody's stadium was packed. And we had a great time, and truth be told, I had a couple of Angel dogs, and And I didn't get in any trouble for doing that. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we've got a great message here from Richard the Marine from up on his vantage point of the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle 47. Clear and no wind, ready for an action-packed week. Love your broadcast. It's the best. Semper Fi, Richard. Wow. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. And I know everybody appreciates that for you to say that. I really do. I know everybody on the program does as well. You know, because I'm telling you, we've been getting a lot of great responses and a lot of great messages, and it's always appreciated. And especially as we start off this week, here we are Monday, we're going to get you through the rest of this week and back into the weekend where we all love to be, of course. But we're going to have a lot of fun getting there, and we're going to talk about a lot of great stuff, and we are going to make it to go by pretty fast. That's what we do. All right. Well, talking about great stuff. This is, I guess, depending on how you look at it. This is from the Jerusalem Post. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, ends its active ground invasion, completely withdraws from southern Gaza. The IDF on Sunday announced that it had concluded the active invasion stage of the war for now, while leaving open the possibility of a future new invasion of Rafah in deep southern Gaza. In terms of IDF soldiers, this means that the IDF has withdrawn all of Division 98 from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, while maintaining 1-plus brigades, the Nahal Bridge, and portions of Brigade 401 in northern and central Gaza. Although the top IDF official said that this change had nothing to do with the U.S. pressure, the timing was unmistakable and coming right after the IDF's disastrous mistaken killing of 7 humanitarian aid workers last week. I want to point out once again that this, my friends, is a tragic loss. There's no doubt about that. We all mourn because innocent people were killed. They were killed while doing something that they felt needed to do, that they were called to do, and they really wanted to help people. They wanted to help people beyond political lines, beyond border lines, and that is so admirable. How can we even express something like that? But Israel has owned up to this. And again, and I think I mentioned this briefly on the weekend edition, but Hamas is the entity that tries to kill people who are doing a good thing, people who are living their lives, civilians, non-combatants, innocent people. They revel in killing them. And I'm not going to try to make it too overly dramatic or anything of that nature. But it is an important thing to point out. You know, if the world goes apoplectic about a mistake that happened, and yes, that these, I hate to say, but these kinds of things can happen in a war zone. But Israel did not do this on purpose in order to kill them. Hamas does this. Iran does this. Hezbollah, other terror groups, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIS-K, they do these kinds of things because that is their mode of operation. And my friends, I think it's important to draw those distinctions, because if we don't do that, then it just comes across as the propaganda takes over is what I'm getting at. All right, so continuing here with this article, the decision also came less than 2 days after Israel opened the Erez Crossing and Ashdod port to transfer humanitarian aid. Decisions made under threat by the U.S. of potentially losing weapons support after Jerusalem had refused these requests from Washington for months. Critically, this means that Palestinians can, on one hand, move freely within southern Gaza and Khan Yunis, and that there is a complete vacuum for preventing a return of Hamas governments. But the IDF is keeping northern and central Gaza cut off from the south. Now, this, another article from Newsmax, Israel's withdrawal of troops from in southern Gaza Sunday is not being seen as a pullout, but as another step in the war to defeat Hamas, Jerusalem Deputy Mayor Flor Hassan Nahum told Newsmax on Sunday. I was speaking to some experts this morning, and in fact, they don't see it as a withdrawal. Hassan Nahum, also a special envoy for the Israeli Foreign Ministry, said on Newsmax's Sunday report, they simply see it as trying to prepare for the next stage of the battle. She added that Hamas has four last battalions in Gaza, and they are in the southern city, of course, of Rafah. Israel has to go into Rafah, she said. Whatever happens, that's where we need to be. Israel has also been taking defensive steps to protect itself from a retaliatory attack from Iran after Israel's airstrikes on Iranian military officials in Damascus. But Hassan Nahum said the main thing her country is dealing with now is the, quote, constant trauma of the hostages still being held in Gaza, held in tunnels from babies to the elderly. Since the Hamas incursion of Israel on October 7th, and my friends, we've just hit the six-month anniversary of that terrible day. Imagine a little baby that has been held hostage for 6 months, or an elderly person. This is, you know, again, the mode that Hamas is in. This is what they do. In addition to the outright killing, but this is the kind of thing that they do. The abuse and the neglect and, depriving people of their freedom. And I'll tell you this, there isn't a propaganda artist out there who's going to make me believe that this is all okay. That this is somehow a justifiable response to, you know, life is terrible in Gaza. Life is terrible in Gaza because, and that's just not me talking, I think, didn't Obama say something to that regard? Oh, the conditions are very bad. Well, the conditions are very bad because there is Hamas. Because Hamas, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you think of the term, you know, a front, you're putting up a front. You know, like here's my store, but it's really a front to launder money. You know, to conduct criminal enterprises, and that's what they do. You know, we always hear this kind of stuff, where it's in the movies or a TV show. You know, this is the business, but behind in the back, it's, you know, they're gambling or they're doing something else that's, you know, highly illegal or destructive or harmful or hurtful. Well, Hamas. We're the government. We're the elected government of Gaza. You know, that's just a front. It's just a front to as a staging area to attack Israel, which we've been talking about for the last 6 months. And this is exactly what happens. They don't care if the people are living in bad conditions or things are terrible. They just see them as cannon fodder. They see them as somebody, oh boy, we're going to have some propaganda value out of this. And I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I am telling you, my friends, the way that it is. And unfortunately, the propaganda sometimes gets going a little too good, doesn't it? Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are going through this Monday edition. And hour number one is flying by, as always. And that's a good feeling because I got a really nice message from driver Ron earlier. He was telling us that, a lot of times the route really does go faster when he's out there doing his job. And that really made my day. I appreciate it. You know, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We want to make sure you're informed. We want to make sure that we kind of keep you going. And that was just some very, very kind words. And driver Ron, I appreciate your message so very much. I really do. And you know what, folks, too? He also had let me know that when last week I said, you know, great minds think alike, because he had requested Steve Winwood's Valerie. And I said, this is probably my most favorite Steve Winwood song of all time. I like the song. I like the production of it. I like the melody. Everything about it is just cool. It's just one of those things where, you know, they must have been sitting there in the studio, you know, with the final mix and thinking, well, this sounds pretty good. I hope people like it, you know. Well, and of course they did, you know. I've heard music artists say things like, no, you don't know if they're going to like it. sometimes, and he's like, and by the way, I will regale you with one quick little story before we get to the, we get to this great Country Music Monday song that we have. And I've actually heard this story recounted by Elton John a couple of different places when he's been performing. And he, for the longest time, he did not want Benny and the Jets to be put out as a single. And they kept telling him, you know, we want to put out Benny and the Jets. We need to put this out as a single. And he'd be like, nope, we're not, I don't want to do that. For some odd reason, he didn't want to do it. And then it got picked up on like R&B stations, you know, back in the early 70s when Goodbye Yellow Brick Road came out. And it started to chart, and it started to become this this kind of phenomenon. And they said, well, okay, now you can go ahead and release it. And he'd always say, what do I know of what people are going to like and what they don't like? I just thought that was a very, very funny story because you never know what's going to hit. But I'll tell you this, folks, we got a great country music song for Country Music Monday, courtesy of Driver Ron out there right now doing his thing. And this is a great song, and I think we have played it a while back. We played it a while back, but it's good to bring it back. This is Dwight Yoakam. And this is a cool song called Fast as You.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough.
Mr. Dwight Yoakam, of course, and this is a very, very cool song. It's got a cool little rhythm to it, and, you know, the guitar picking on that, or the guitar riffs and so forth, that's really kind of neat, and I really appreciate it. That's a great suggestion. Gets us started off the right way here on this Monday edition of the program, because, you know, one of the things we can't do is we can't change the fact that it's Monday. But we can sure make it a lot more fun, entertaining, and one of the great things about this program, my friends, a lot more informative for you as well. And I got to tell you, let's take a quick look at what's happening out there in the National Weather Service right now. We are looking at, let's see here, we've got a multi-day flash flooding and severe weather threat that's across the southern plains to the lower Mississippi Valley Monday and through Tuesday. Best chances for clear viewing, by the way, of Monday's total solar eclipse across the path of totality is expected from expected in northern New England. Clearer skies possible, but more uncertain from Arkansas northeast to Indiana. Lingering snow showers over the northern high plains will taper off in Monday, with scattered rain showers expected in the upper Midwest. And of course, the critical fire weather risk continues over portions of the southern high plains on Monday. And once again, we do want to emphasize that if you are going to want to observe this solar eclipse, that you take the right precautions for that. You can't look right at the sun. Obviously, this seems to be something goes without saying. But even sometimes when you kind of accidentally do it, it can be very striking on your eyes. So definitely be careful, and especially if you have little kids, and just be sure, we've all been there to say, no, don't do that, this kind of thing. But that's exactly what we need to be doing. And folks, as we go through the rest of the program this morning, by the way, we're going to have a lot more to talk about, more with what's happening with this this pullout in southern Gaza. With the IDF. And yeah, I do think that they are more than likely trying to regroup, getting ready for some other operation that may be in the offing at this point. This is also, we heard this from John Kirby, this from The Hill. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said Sunday that reports have indicated to him that the Israeli troop movement in southern Gaza amounts to a rest and refit than a full withdrawal of troops, as some reports have indicated. Says the indications that we've been getting from them this morning is this is really largely a rest and refit for troops that have been on the ground consecutively now for 4 months. They need a chance to come out now, Kirby said in an interview with CBS News' Face the Nation. What they'll do with those troops after rest and refit, I can't speak to, Kirby said. Oh, boy. All right. So Kirby's remarks come as Israel's military announced Sunday it had withdrawn from forces from Khan Yunis, as we've been telling you, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against Hamas and bringing its troop presence in the territory to one of the lowest levels since the six-month war began, the AP reported. Well, I think, though, too, and we've been talking about what happened with President Biden calling Benjamin Netanyahu, and sort of saying that, and Kirby was talking about, too, there's going to be policy changes if Israel doesn't do what the United States is telling them to do. So I do think that Israel has to live in the world of reality, obviously, in terms of what that support looks like. But what I'm getting from a lot of this and this change around here is that they are going to reevaluate this situation. They're going to find a way to get at Hamas because they know that they have to. I don't think it's an option to just say, well, we're just going to leave Hamas where they are and just stop altogether. So we'll talk about more about that after the top of the hour news, folks. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.